This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Iraqi government must now decide whether to accept immediate, unimpeded, and unconditional weapons inspections. The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution giving Iraq 1 week to decide whether to cooperate with inspections designed to rid that country of weapons of mass destruction. They're faced with what the resolution calls serious consequences. UN Resolution 1441 is the result of nearly 2 months of intense, sometimes dramatic, and often uncertain negotiations between Security Council members. NPR's diplomatic correspondent Vicky O'Hara joins us from New York. Vicky, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
These negotiations went on for longest time of almost any debate in recent memory. How was it resolved? What finally broke the issue?
It was resolved with extraordinary difficulty, according to senior administration officials. But ultimately, the United States agreed to a two-step process to, first of all, present Iraq with the resolution stating the UN demands on disarmament. And then if Iraq didn't comply, to come back to the Security Council to decide what to do about it. Mm-hmm. The United States originally wanted just one resolution that would have threatened action immediately if there were noncompliance.
Mm-hmm. What was the icebreaker, the deal maker in this case?
Well, on Thursday, France and Russia still weren't satisfied. They were afraid that the language was still too ambiguous and that, you know, it might allow some sort of immediate military action. So President Bush got on the phone with the leaders of France and Russia, Jacques Chirac and Vladimir Putin, and they discussed, you know, some changes in the language. And then they ultimately changed just two words in the resolution, and French diplomats at that point said they were completely satisfied and would support it. The administration officials then say at that point they then went to work on Russia, which was still a holdout. Secretary of State Colin Powell apparently got on the phone with the Russian foreign minister, Ivanov. And Friday morning, Powell got a call saying that, yes, Russia would go along. And then at the same time, everyone was also leaning on Syria, mm-hmm. which doesn't have veto power, but they were really hoping they could get a unanimous resolution.
Now, Iraq hasn't had a definitive answer yet, but what if they say no?
The resolution says that if Iraq fails to comply in any way, the matter goes immediately back to the Security Council to decide what to do about it. So whether the noncompliance is in the next 7 days or over the next few months, the process would be the same.
And who determines that?
Administration officials say that, you know, this issue, this, you know, what constitutes a material breach, to use the legalese, actually was worked out last weekend, about 20 minutes before Secretary Powell's daughter was to be married. The agreement is that material breach will be determined based on the facts. If weapons inspectors or a member nation of the UN goes to the Security Council and charges noncompliance, the inspectors would be consulted concerning what's actually happening on the ground. And that information would be the basis for determining whether there's been a violation. So the inspectors would have a lot of influence. But there seems to be plenty of opportunity there for some dissension within the Security Council as the process goes forward. The French ambassador to the UN, Jean-David Levit, was asked about this issue repeatedly yesterday. And he said, let's not consider dark scenarios. Let's hope for the best.
Vicky, the administration has been very clear in saying that they believe that the United States has some independence of authority in this case, that there have been previous UN resolutions that have invested the U.S. and the United Kingdom with the power to enforce compliance. What happens to that now? Has the United States in any way undercut its previous position?
The president, Secretary of State, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. all have made it very clear that if there's a violation, the Security Council doesn't act, that the United States will.
Okay. Vicky, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Vicky O'Hara.